A project to renovate a section of downtown Albany, home to two theaters, is continuing. In September 2018, New York Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul came to Capitol Repertory Theater in Albany to announce the city won a $10 million state downtown revitalization initiative grant to redevelop the Palace Theater's Clinton Square neighborhood. Hochul was back Wednesday to give an update on Albany's DRI, and she was introduced by fellow Democrat, Albany Mayor Kathy Sheehan.
Since we announced that we were a Downtown Revitalization Initiative Award winner last fall, we have worked tirelessly to take a comprehensive and inclusive approach to projects that will continue to revitalize Clinton Square. We've held 9 community meetings and workshops, giving members of the community the opportunity to share with us their vision and their experience and what they would like to see here in Clinton Square.
Hochul first cited the Albany Skyway project, which would turn the Clinton Avenue ramp off I-787 into a landscaped multi-use pathway for pedestrians and bicyclists.
$1.1 million to activate the Skyway with a pop-up park. Construct a dynamic venue, Albany Happening, for pop-up events, vendors, and active public use along the future Skyway. It'll convert an underused ramp from Quay Street to Clinton Avenue into a park connecting downtown to the Hudson Riverfront, and it'll attract residents and tourists to the area. I think that is going to be spectacular.
Hochul says $800,000 is earmarked for creating an artistic signature gateway to the Skyway, while nearly $3 million will go to improve the visual appeal, function, and safety of the Clinton Avenue streetscape leading to Clinton Square. $2 million will go to build the Clinton Square Studio, a 6-story mixed-use building at the corner of Broadway and Livingston, with 70 affordable live-work lofts exclusive to artists and ground-floor retail and community spaces. The development will house Cap Rep performers and crew.
These cities come back even faster when they attract the creative class. These are individuals who could be anywhere. They could be in New York City, they can be in California. But if we attract them here because there's cool, affordable housing, a great place to work, and a strong sense of community where one individual can make a difference, we're going to get them to come here.
Hochul also announced a new coffee shop is coming in.
This is going to really enhance the productivity of the state workforce also. So this is a good thing. You know, they're hardworking people, but can you imagine everybody wired on Death Wish coffee? It's going to be awesome. So we're going to have a 2-story building on Livingston Avenue for Death Wish Coffee's first standalone branded cafe, $160,000.
Mayor Sheehan says the projects will help to make Clinton Square a welcoming gateway to the capital city.
This compact and walkable area is rich in history. It has tremendous arts and cultural assets. It's within easy reach of the Hudson River, and it's where 5 city investment zones converge.
Dave Lucas, WAMC News.